tomorrow we'll be bringing you a full phenology and nature day, but we're going to have John Latimer on next to tell us to what to be watching for. We did have an email earlier, John, about someone seeing their first butterfly of the season and how uplifting it was.
Yeah, it's always a thrill. Yeah. I have only seen one, and it was a Compton's tortoiseshell, but I take a day like today with the sun shining and the temperature predicted to go to 50, and these are the days that the early butterflies are going to emerge. And there are basically five species of butterflies that overwinter. There might be a few more, but the most common ones that overwinter as adults are going to be Compton's and Milbert's tortoiseshells, Morning Cloak, and then the common or the eastern and the gray comma. We also have a green comma and a question mark, but those two are a little less common, more likely to be not seen than the others. But the commas, the morning cloaks, and the tortoiseshells are all butterflies that manage to survive the winter as an adult butterfly, hiding in the pile of wood or a crack in a tree or something like that. And then on a day like today, they finally warm up enough to emerge and set out and start looking for food sources.
Hey, John, you said you've seen the Compton tortoiseshell. What does it look like? What coloring does it have?
Well, the Compton's is one that oftentimes I talk to people and they say, oh, I saw a monarch, especially children. I saw a monarch butterfly today. Well, this time of year, the monarchs are quite a bit south of us. But the Compton's is basically orange and black. And then it has this, like, four little spots on its wings, on the leading edge of its forewing. It has white spots. So you're not going to see any white spots on a monarch. They're just not there. So, I may have to amend that. I guess there could be a white spot on them, but it's not too likely. Generally, it's orange and black. It doesn't have the veins, the high marking of the veins that the monarch has. And of course, as I said, monarchs, the ones that we see here, migrate, and we won't be seeing them until probably the 1st of June, usually late May or early June, about the first time that we see the monarch. So the Compton's is orange, black, and then has these white spots on its wings. And I amend my comments. There are white spots on the hind wing as well as the forewing. So, and then its close cousin, the Milbert's tortoiseshell, has a large orange band that runs across its wings. And the interior of the wings, closer to the body of the Milbert's tortoiseshell, you're going to see more black. There are some orange and black spots in there, but basically with the Milbert's, what you're going to see is this big orange band. Now, these are all fairly large butterflies. They're all not the Compton's and the Milbert's tortoiseshell are not quite as big as a morning cloak or a monarch. These monarchs kind of as a guide. Compton's going to be a little bit smaller, but not noticeably smaller. Unless you were looking at them side by side, you'd quickly see there's a half-inch difference in wingspan, but that's not something that's kind of like crows and ravens, you know. If you see it without reference, you can't really judge it. But the other one, the morning cloak, is as big as a monarch. It's 3.5 or 4 inches across. It's I usually tell people their first impression of the morning cloak is going to be, look at that big black butterfly. Well, if you get a close look at them, they're not black at all. They're dark brown. They have a row of blue spots on their wing, and then the wing edge is cream-colored. Excuse me, cream-colored. So they're going to be really easily identified, because the first thing you're going to see with those is this big, and I say this, you know, with quotation marks, this big black butterfly. It's going to be a big, dark butterfly. And these guys, all of these butterflies, when they come out this time of year, are going to be probably hanging out around, oh, like the holes that the sapsuckers made in the plants last year, in trees last year, because they're going to be looking for some nectar or some sugar or some energy. And most of these butterflies will then lay their eggs and have their caterpillars develop, and they'll come out, and you may or may not see, like, the morning cloak. I usually don't see them during the summer. They're out for a short period, and then they go into sort of a diapause, a hibernation, where they stop flying about, and then in the fall, just before things get cold, they start looking around for places to spend the winter. And so you'll see them, like the morning cloak, you'll see it now. You may get a glimpse of it in the summertime, and then you won't see it again until fall.
Okay, so look in some of the holes in the trees.
Well, you could do that, sure. You got time. You could go poke around in the holes in the trees. But, you know, there's a lot of birds out there that are really assiduous about checking out holes in trees.
Okay.
And if it were easy, or if the butterfly is not well hidden, it's probably already been consumed by a bird.
All right. Well, tomorrow, let's do a little. I asked if we could talk about owls, because we got to see a pair over the weekend at our house, and I want to know more about them. And we'll get Harry Hutchins to help us understand tomorrow for a talk on the wild side, right?
All right. I'm looking forward to it. When you get Harry involved, you've got real knowledge, because he has a master's degree in science.
Well, John, thanks so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Heidi.
Yep,
bye-bye.
John Latimer reminding us to get outside. It's going to be a beautiful day today across northern Minnesota. Sun is out. Maybe you have part of, if you live on a small lake or near a small lake, part of your lake is open. I'm seeing people on our Season Watch page who have kayaked already. The Mississippi River is running right outside our studios here at KEXE, KBXE. Thanks for being involved. Thanks for posting photos. That's keeping us all uplifted during this time. On our Season Watch page. You can also send your stories or photos to comments@kexe.org.